Welcome to From the Shamrock Shore here on KRVS 88.7 FM. I'm Heather Cole Mullen, and that was the legendary fiddler Michael Coleman from County Sligo, accompanied by Michael Whitey Andrews on the tenor guitar playing two waltzes, Mrs. Kenny's and The Men of the West. It would be difficult to overstate Michael Coleman's influence on modern Irish music. At a time when very little recorded Irish music was available, his records were coming back from New York City to be played on the radio, and they made their way to country houses all over Ireland. To this day, it's common to hear sets of tunes played at sessions which were recorded by him, and generations of fiddlers have tried to emulate his Sligo fiddle style. This week on the show, we'll be exploring his life and legacy through music. Michael Coleman was born January 31st of 1891 in Knockgrania, near Ballymote, County Sligo. His father, James Coleman, was a flute player from Banada in County Roscommon, close to the Sligo border, and his older brother Jim, 9 years older, played the fiddle as well. There was so much musical activity in the house when Michael Coleman was growing up that it was often referred to locally as Jamesy Coleman's Music Hall. He learned step dancing and fiddle playing as a child, with his first fiddle teacher being Philip O'Byrne, who lived from 1871 to 1929. Other major influences included his brother Jim, and another local fiddler named James Gannon, who lived from 1844 to 1934. Coleman attended as many house dances as possible, and he had a particular interest in the Illan pipes, especially in the playing of the traveling piper Johnny Gorman from the County Mayo, who was born in the 1860s and died in 1917. He's said to have had a large influence on Coleman's playing. Unfortunately, there are no recordings of any of Michael Coleman's teachers or early influences. All that we have are recordings of other students of the same masters and recordings of Michael Coleman himself playing tunes which he learned from these teachers. So here is Michael Coleman from 1927 with James Gannon's. Thank you. that was the great fiddler Michael Gorman, a contemporary of Michael Coleman's. They would have known each other growing up before Michael Coleman moved to America. Michael Gorman was also a student of James Gannon's, and he played there the Sligo Maid and Molloy's, just as he learned them from James Gannon. He was joined by Mick Flynn on the flute. Here's a recording now of Michael Coleman playing tunes he learned from his other fiddle teacher, Philip O'Byrne. This is Miss McLeod's and Philip O'Byrne's Delight. was The High Level, a fiddle duet from Louis Quinn and James Ladd O'Byrne. And before that, we heard Ladd O'Byrne playing a reel on his own, Farrell O'Gara. Ladd O'Byrne's the son of Philip O'Byrne, Michael Coleman's first fiddle teacher, and they were contemporaries who knew each other both at home and in New York City as well. Michael Coleman first left home in 1914, moving to England, but he returned home after several months and then emigrated to America in October of that year. When he arrived in America, Coleman joined the Keith Theater's vaudeville circuit, playing the fiddle while dancing at the same time. However, in 1917, he finally settled in New York City, and he recorded his first commercial track in 1921. We'll now hear a few of Coleman's early recordings, starting with The Beauty Spot and the Sunny Banks, played with Michael Walsh on the flute. This includes Michael Coleman's first solo recording. Thank you.
Blowing Coleman's one night, and Jim was in it, and Michael's first records came, And this record was put on for Jim. There's a record here now, Jim, what do you think of it? Michael is playing it, and started off, and he played it, and he played it lovely, I forget the reel now. What do you think of that, Jim? It's 10 years ago since I taught him that tune, and he still doesn't know how to play it.
Was Bonnie Kate and Jenny's Chickens, accompanied by Michael Whitey Andrews on the guitar. And before that, we heard a story from Johnny Giblin about Jim Coleman's reaction when he first heard his brother's records. Many people have claimed that Jim Coleman was an even greater fiddler than Michael, and there was certainly a great amount of music in the area from which Michael came. Here's a recording of a distant relation of Michael Coleman's, Jackie Coleman, playing the flute. He was born in England to parents from near Gurcheen in County Sligo, just down the road from where Michael Coleman grew up, and he's playing here with the great fiddler Andy Davey. They play the old blackthorn stick.
Thank you.
That was the great flute player Tom Morrison, a contemporary of Coleman's. He was from the County Galway, but he immigrated to New York as well, and they recorded a side together. Before that, we heard a recording of Coleman and Paddy Finley playing Old Man Dylan and Kerrigan's Fancy, and before that, we heard the great duet from County Sligo, Fred Finn and Peter Horan playing The Musical Priest. Here's a recording from 1934 of Michael Coleman playing a few jigs, The Wandering Minstrel, a tune he calls Fasten the Leg in Her, and Coleman's Cross, named for a spot where many of the house dances were held when he was a child.
Thank you.
was Hugh Gillespie, who learned from Michael Coleman and performed with him frequently in New York, playing Master Crowley's reels. Before that, we heard Lord Gordon, one of Michael Coleman's most popular recordings. I'm Heather Cole-Mullen, and thank you for joining me this week on KRVS 88.7 FM for From the Shamrock Shore, coming to you from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. This week, we've been listening to the music of Michael Coleman. He passed away in 1945, and we'll hear a recording from a few years before his death here, playing completely solo on the fiddle with no accompaniment, the high level. After that, he'll take us out with a set of three tunes which have become some of the most popular session tunes of recent times: the Tarbolton, the Longfor Collector, and the Sailor's Bonnet. Thank you.
Our community is unique, and KRVS strives to reflect that in our programming. You've come to depend on the eclectic array of musical styles, the distinctive personalities of local hosts, and the uncluttered airwaves. We invite you to join KRVS's Cypress Lake Circle, where an annual gift of $1,000 or more helps to keep our unique brand of radio switched on and thriving. Visit our website, krvs.org, clicking on the support button to find out more about Cypress Lake Circle, or call us at 482-5787 for more information and to contribute.
Tune in to KRVS each and every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. for 2 hours of word sound power, Rasta Reggae Radio.